Okay, Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet. We are continuing in the Tzila of Daniel. Daniel, after he realizes that 70 years have passed since the Kibush Yehoyakim, and the Geula has not yet come, and at the time when he is Mispalel, the Malchus of Dayavesh was still in effect. It was before the son-in-law, Koresh, took over. There was not even a proclamation that the Jewish people are permitted to return to their homeland. And therefore he was very depressed, he was very disturbed. Why is it that the Gula has not come? Therefore he began this prayer, which we began yesterday. We learned that he put on sackcloth, fasting, and afer. And now Pasuk Dawi can pick up the tefillah. I pray to Hashem my God, ve'es vadeh, and I confessed. So part of tefillah, there is confession. V'imra, and I said, Ono, please, Hashem, Hakel Hagodol v'hanayra. Now what is obviously missing? Hagibor, we'll come to that in one moment. Shemer habris v'achesed, Hashem, you are the guardian of the bris and kindness. Lo'oi havav, to those that you love. Lo'oi havav, u'l'shemer mitzvaysav, and to those that guard your commandments. Those that love you and those that guard your commandments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you reciprocate. You are the guardian of the bris and the chesed, which you have forged with those people that love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and guard His commandments, and you are the guardian of kindness as well. Now, what happened to the word Godol, Gibor? We have three words. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vihanayra. So Rashi right away picks up on this. Rashi says, Pasik, Dalit, first of all, Esvadeh, I confessed Al Chato Sami on the sin of my nation. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Veloy, Omar Gibor. Omar, he said, Ovde Kechavim, Mishtabdim, Bubonov. The enemies, the Goyim, they enslaved the Jewish children. Vaye Givurosav, where then are the mighty deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that the Jewish people are slaves to the nations of the world, Hashem's Gibor, His might is absent. Okay, let's see over here. Let me read you. Yes, this is Gemara Masech. This is Gemara Masech. I think it's in Sanhedrin. Okay, let's just go one. Let's step further. Let's go look at the Medrash. The Medrash says, I mean, you don't have this in front of you. This Medrash in Tehillim. Medrash Tehillim Perik Yud Tes Pasuk Beis. Omar Avloy Omar Gibor. Okay, the Medrash comments what happened to Gibor. Shabon and Bnei Shabon of Misudim Bekoilorim, same thing as Rashi, because his children are the children of Kodesh Baruch Hu are in chains, they're slaves. And Kalas Vehechan Hu Gevuroisav. So here comes the Medrash. V'im Kain Lamanem of Hanoira. For the same money, why then does it say that Hashem is Noira? Hashem is awesome. In the same way, there's no need to say Gibor. There should not be need to say Noira according to the Daniel. So the answer is Heichon Noiros of Ella Omar Shalazen No Likros Noira. According to this very interesting Medrash, no, that's okay. You know why? Because Daniel was merited the miracle with Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah that they were thrown into the Kivshah, at least Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah were thrown into the Kivshah Noesh and survived. Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, the Goyev Arayas, and survived. Shalzeh Nor Likroysa Nora, Shalzeh Noros Lanu Bibor Arayas, Uvi Kivshah Noesh. So if you take this measure, Hashem is a Noira, he's also, if you take this medrash, I think what it means to say, I think there's an interesting deek in this medrash, is that Gibor represents something that is ongoing. Noira are spurts of amazing moments.
What?
Feats. But the feats are only for the moment.
Only in
spurts. Spurts. Just for the moment. It happens. One time it happened. They threw in Daniel into the girl. He survived. So that was, how long did that last? Lasted a couple of hours. They threw in.
Exceptional.
Right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that he can do things, just little things here and there. Incredible. That's called Noira. But to maintain the stamina to continue something for a prolonged period of time, that is in the category of Gibor. That's a whole new type of Gibor and Noira. Gibor, you can maintain it for a long time, but Noira, you can do things here and there. Therefore, in the lifetime of Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did show that he was a Noira. spurts of amazing feats, miracles, but they were for the moment. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not show His gevura in redeeming the Jewish people, but He allowed them to slide into Golos and remain there for a long period of time. Okay, that is one medrash. Now, of course, there are other medrashim along with besides Daniel. Daniel took out the word Gibar, and there was another a Navi. Which one? I forgot who it was. Was it Yirmiyah? Yirmiyah took out the word Noira. Also took out Yeh Noira Yisav. I don't know where the Gemara is. I forgot to. And I don't have it here. I have another sefer. I forgot to write it down. But there's another. One of the other Nevi'im left out the word Noira, and along all that he said was Okel Hagadol. And we left out Hagibar v'Hanara, and along came the Anshei Knesses Hagadayla, and they restored the two words Hagibar v'Hanara. Why? Because they translate what does it mean Gibar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Klal Yisrael to survive in the Golos. Let me just maybe it's over here in the Mitzudos. No, it's not. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayei Givuroisav, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Klal Yisrael to survive one lamb among 70 wolves, and we still survive, this is the ultimate Gevurah. Gevurah is not just defined openly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does mighty deeds, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows His children to return to Eretz Yisrael, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that we survive, in essence, is a form of Gevurah. Now, but let me just, at this point, let's just review what we say in Davening. I'll tell you, we once discussed this a long time ago, but I want to review it again now. Every day in Davening, we recite Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, VeHanayra. These four expressions. And then the first bracha continues to go on and say, Hakel Elyon, Gomel Chasodim Tovim V'Kone Yakol, V'Zocher Chastei Avos, U'Mevi Goel L'Vnei V'Nehim L'Man Shmo B'Yahava. So I once heard an explanation of what exactly are we doing in the Shemona Esrei. And the explanation is that the second part of the bracha is explaining the first part of the bracha. The truth is, the entire tefillah, the entire sherech that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are just the words Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, V'Hanayra. Those four words. These are the four words of Moshe Rabbeinu, and these four words are the four words which Daniel and the other Nevi'im should have said. Daniel left out one word because he felt that in his generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura is not apparent, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself. V'Anochi Haster Aster Panai. Anshei Knesses HaGadolah came along later on and said, no, this Heim Givuroisav, this is the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he hides himself, but he does still allow Klal Yisrael to survive despite all of the great dangers. So there is a degree, but if we look carefully at the Shemoneh Esrei, we can see a very clear translation, understanding of these words. Let's review. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, V'Hanayra. Period. Now we explain. Kel Elyon. When we said before that Hashem is a Kel, He is a power, what kind of power is Hashem? He's not just the ordinary power that we find here in this world. Hashem is a Kel Elyon, a power that is above and beyond any power that we can relate to here in this lower world. So that's the first thing. Again, Kel Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanayra. Period. Finished. Let's now explain. We said Hashem is a Kel. Let me explain to you. What is the Hashem? He is a Kel Elyon, not your ordinary power, above and beyond. Next. We said Hashem is Godol. What does it mean, Godol, to give? So if we study Tanakh, we will find that Godol is always associated with giving. A great person is one who gives, not one who takes. We find by Barzilai and Shmuel, Barzilai HaGiladi Ish Godol Me'od. He was a very great person. He was, He was a very big Baal Tzedakah. He gave to people. Godol means to give. So when we explain in the Shemona Esrei, Goimel Chasodim Tovim V'Kone HaKol, those words are an explanation for the word Godol. How does Hashem express His greatness, His gadol by being goimel chasodim tovim, bestowing upon mankind kindness, not just simple kindness, chasodim tovim, and through those acts of kindness, v'koinei hakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquires. When you give someone, you become one with that person. A parent develops an emotional relationship with a child because the parent gives the child, his whole, gives everything to the child. By giving to a child, v'koinei, you become one. You acquire them. You become one with them. You don't view yourself as separate and apart. You become one with them. You acquire them. You become one with them. That is goimel chasodim tovim, and by bestowing kindness v'konei hakol. And this expression is an explanation for gadol. Now we go further in the Shemona Esrei. V'zoicher chastei avos. That corresponds to gibor. Perkei Avos. So what is gibor? Ezel gibor. Hakoyvesh es yitzro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu restrains himself, even though we have sin, and that's really the theme. That's really the theme of this entire parak. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, restrains himself, even though we have committed the worst possible sins. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he restrains himself. He does not pour out the full measure of punishment that we deserve. Upon him, Hashem holds back. Why does Hashem hold back? We're not deserving. We deserve to be punished. We deserve to be destroyed. It's because of the zuchus avos. V'zoicher chastev. It's not our merit. It's in the merit of our forefathers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not pour upon us the full measure of punishment that we deserve. So, v'zoicher chastev avos is an explanation for the word of gibor. Exactly what Daniel left out. Gibor. Ezel gibor hakoyvesh es yitzro, restraint. Hashem restrains himself, doesn't punish us. Why? Not in our merit, but because v'zoicher chastei avos. And now comes the last word, noira. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is awesome? He is noira. So simply means here, like we learn over here, according to this medrash, Hashem does miracles. Hashem did not allow Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah to be consumed in the fire. Hashem did not allow Daniel to be eaten up by the lions. But in the Shemoneh Esrei, there's another translation. Noira is the process of umevi goel livnei v'nehem. The process of geula to the descendants of the forefathers. This that we live today and we see today out of our own eyes, the geula is unfolding. We're getting closer and closer to the time of Mashiach. Different events are happening in the world which are clearly bringing to some purpose, to some goal. That is noira. That Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just sit back and say, listen, whatever was, and let the world just slide into Chorban. Noira umevi goel, the process of bringing redemption with Nevnem. Daniel already appreciated Noira. He saw the end of Nebuchadnezzar, the end of the Malchus of Babel, and when he made this statement, Daniel was standing in the time of Daryavish. The Malchus of Babel came to an end. A new Malchus took over Dar Yavish. Daniel was already, it was inspired. Things are happening, and maybe now the Gula will begin, the process will begin. HaKadosh Baruch was Noira. He brings Gula. Yeah.
If we defined earlier Noira as something exceptional or something short term, then, and if Gula is a process, then how does that?
So it's it doesn't go well together. You're right. There are ayin panim l'tara. There are different approaches. But I think, and then the shorakim l'man shema, Hashem does this l'man shema. He does everything for His sake, for His honor, for His own purpose, with love. So I think this is a very important. This bracha is ma'akiv. You have to have kavanah when you say this bracha. If you don't have kavanah when you say this bracha, lo yatz. You have to have the simple perish hamilos. But this is a very simple approach to the bracha. You start the bracha to Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu v'Elokei Avraham v'Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov, the avos, and then we say the four shvachim: hakel, hagadol, hagibor, v'hanoira, and then we explain the four shvachim. What kind of kel? Kel elyon. What does it mean gadol? It means to give. Goimel chasadim tovim v'konei hakol. What does mean gvura? Why does Hashem have restraint? Why doesn't Hashem punish us? Because of the avos. V'zocher chas de avos. Noira. Ayei noira yisof. Yeah, ayei noira yisof. Look what's going on in the world. Everything is a process of geula. Umeivi goyel levnei v'neihem. This is the ultimate noira. And everything is being done. Laman shemo be'ahava. And then we finish off. Melech oizer moshir mogein. We once discussed this on a Friday. Melech oizer moshir mogein correspond to the avos backwards. First you start going down, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then you go, Ozer is Yaakov, Moshiach is Yitzchak, Mogein is Avraham, you go up, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein Avraham, Chois Membi Avraham. So these four expressions are sandwiched in between the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avraham, four expressions, and the definition of these four expressions, Kel, Godol, Giba, Bahanoira. Here, Daniel, for whatever reason, he left out the word Godol, because in his generation, they were in the very deep point of time of Hester Panim. He left out the word Gibor. Next pasuk. Pasuk, hey, Chatanu. So here, Daniel says Chatanu. We have sin. Vilvinu, another expression. Virshanu. Chatanu simply means an inadvertent sin. We sin b'shoigeg. We were not careful. We just didn't realize what we were doing. We slid backwards. Vyavinu means we have done a sin b'mezid. We knew what we were doing. It wasn't an accident. We knew good and well, but we did not do it with the intent to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then v'hirshanu. We did it to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Three levels. Slippery slope. You start out by not being careful, and you accidentally sin. Then you accidentally sin so many times, you do it, oh, so what, big deal, I'll do it on purpose. But I'm not chas v'sholim trying to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that, you know, this is my life, this is my lifestyle. And then you get to a point where you enjoy doing that verse so much, and you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it, you do it deliberately to rebel, to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu pain. That is called Hirshanu. Then Umaradnu. Maradnu appears to be even a deeper level, rebellion. Okay, so it's a fourth level. I'm not exactly sure the difference between Rashanu, to be wicked, and to rebel. There's more intensity in Merida. Yeah.
One could be a personal rebellion, and the other one is an open rebellion.
What do you mean open? You do privately and publicly?
First it's privately, I agree.
Private.
But then,
Merida is public. You encourage others.
Right. Is encouraging others.
I don't know. Okay, but there are two expressions. One, it appears that Maradnu is a more intense form of rebellion than Rosh Hashanu. Now it is Visar. Now it doesn't say Sarnu in the past tense. Here it says Visar in the present tense, Lashon Hove, which means that we continue to turn. Sar means to turn aside. Visar. We turn aside from your commandments and from your laws. We turn away. We are presently turning away from your commandments and from your mitzvahs. Now, why is Daniel sins? I guess because since at this point in time they were in Galus. Thank you very much. Thanks. Since at this point in time they were living in times of Galus, so they were not observing all of the mitzvahs that are Tuluyos Baretz. So we are presently not doing anything to take ourselves out of this state of Golus, where we are unable to observe a very large number of commandments which depend on Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Pasuk Vav, Veloy Shamanu El Avodecha Hanavim, we did not listen. Okay, that's a very important thing to listen. We did not listen to your servants, the Nevi'im, Asher Dibu B'Shimcha, who spoke in your name, referring back to, this is again the Sefer, these are Ksuvim, Daniel's, after all the prophets of Yeshaya, Yecheskel, and Yirmiah, and after the Treasar, all we did not listen to the prophets. El Mal came to our kings, the good kings, of course, Yoshiyahu and Chizkiyahu, the good kings, not referring Chashom to the bad kings, who told them to do Avodah Zarah. Sorenu to our princes, the Avosenu and our forefathers, the El Kol Am Haaretz, to all of the people of the earth, which I assume in this context means who have advised us to follow your will, to do your bidding, to fulfill the Torah mitzvahs. We did not listen. And therefore, because of we have rebelled, all these expressions, we have suffered very much. You have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We have gone into exile. And Hashem, l'cha Hashem, hatztaka to you, the punishment that you've brought upon us, you are just. This is the pasuk of Tziduk Hadin. The punishment, look at Rashi. Rashi is very careful. Kolaymar, what does it mean? L'cha to you, Hashem, is tzedakah, is righteousness. Kolaymar, this cannot be translated literally. Anytime Rashi says with Kolaymar, it's a stop sign. You cannot translate these words literally. You have to add explanation, bayer. Kolaymar, mishpatecha, your laws, uporanus, and the punishment, shehavei solenu, which you have brought upon us, the churban, and the death of many of Klal Yisrael, hadin v'hatzedek imcha, the law, and what is right, justice is with you. Further, v'lonu boshes haponim, Rashi, kedai anu lehispayesh, it's worthy that we should be embarrassed, al hamu'ura, Lanu, on what has happened to us, ki anachnu goramnu la'atzmenu, we have brought it upon ourselves. We have brought the punishment upon ourselves by not listening, by rebelling against you. So back to the Baz Luchas Shem, you stuck v'lanu bosh upon him. Kayoim hazeh, hayom kayoim hazeh, like this very day, le'ish Yehuda, to the people of Yehuda, the people of Yehuda who mean people we have been exiled from Yehuda, uliyoshve Yerushalayim, ulchol Yisrael hakroivim, and to all of the Jewish people hakroivim, which are near and far. Some of the people of Galus are local; they have only been dispersed to cities on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and others have been taken to exile to the far ends of the earth. Havi harichoykim bechol harat sostar, all the lands asher hidachtam sham, where Hashem you have. You have pushed them. You have pushed them and dispersed them b'malam because of the rebellion. Due to the rebellion, Asher Mo'alu Bach, that they have rebelled against you. Because we have rebelled against you, that's why Hashem, you have exiled us, you have dispersed us to the far ends of the earth. And this is done to the people, there's some poetic repetition, to the Ish, three different expressions. To the Ish Yehuda, to the Yoshve Yerushalayim, and to L'chol Yisrael. Okay, I'm not exactly sure the significance of why we have these two different expressions refer to Klal Yisrael. The people of Yehuda, the people of Yerushalayim, the people of Yisrael, I guess refers to Yerushalayim as the capital. Yehuda refers to the more general region, and L'chol Yisrael refers to the entire area of Yisrael. We have been dispersed to the far ends of the earth. Now, what is this meaning of L'chol Hashem Asek V'lanu Bosh upon him? So this is a very beautiful medrash. We will read the Gemara. A Gemara Mesech to Sanhedrin. Let me read you the Gemara. Amar B'tanchem Bar Chanilai, B'shosh Sheyatsu Chananya, Mishol V'azari, they smack them. When Hananiah and Mishael Azariah merited the miracle of being spared, of not being burned in the furnace, the Goyim were in awe, were amazed. And they picked up Jews. They went around in the community, and they took the average Jew who did worship idols and did bow down to the image of Nebuchadnezzar, and hit them and said to them, "You bunch of fools! Look what you have! You have a god that can do anything. Look what he has done for Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. So why are you so foolish to worship idols?" So the Goyim embarrassed us. Sometimes the Goyim, our own enemies, realize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, the miracles Hashem does, and they're in awe. If you have such a God, why then do you sin? Why then do you do foolish things? Do you worship idols? And that's why we have the boshes upon him. That's what it says in the Gemara. Yesh lochem elokai, because you have a God like this. Sheyochu lahatzil mikiv shano esh. V'atem mishtachavim latzelem. Yad paschu v'yamgu. At that point in time, these people who did worship idols, when they were ashamed from the Goyim, they said this pasuk, l'cha Hashem hatztaka v'lanu boshes haponim. So according to the Medrash, this pasuk was said by the people who lived in the time of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, in response to the Goyim who were mocking them when the Goyim saw the great miracle that Hashem did for Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. And there's another very long Medrash I'm not going to go through, but the Medrash cites a number of examples of L'chashem Atzdaka V'lamibosha Padim, referring to different events in history where as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bestowing upon us kindness, we rebelled. Let me give you a few examples. Hashem gave us the man. The man is supernatural. There's no explanation for the man. It's lechem and hashemayim. What did the Jewish people do with the man? So in one of the midrashim, one of the most shameful acts is they took the man and they used it as an offering for idols. They had worshipped in the midbar, they had pesel micha, and they took the man and they used it as a meal offering to serve idols. That is the ultimate shameful act that Klal Yisrael can commit. L'cho Hashem Atzdaka, you Hashem are righteous, you're kind, you provide us with bread, food in a desert, a land of nothing, and what do we do with it? We take the bread that you give us and we offer it to the idols. V'lonu boshes apanim. Hashem splits the Yam, Kriyas Yamsuf, saves us from the Egyptians, L'cho Hashem Atzdaka, and what are we doing? As we're walking through the Yamsuf, we're carrying on our shoulders Pesel Micha. We're carrying through the miracle, and we're using the miracle that Hashem has done for us to split the Yam in order to save the idols, to save the Pesel. Hashem, at the same time when Hashem was carving out the Luchos, Hashem says in the Medrash, Hashem was carving out the luchos in Shemayim, the haluchos masi lekim hema, the mikhtav was a mikhtav. We were taking instruments down here on earth, and we were carving out the egel, the pesel, the same Hashem atzdaka. You Hashem are righteous. You're carving out the luchos. The lanu boshes sapon. At that very same moment in time, we are preparing to make the egel. We're carving out. We're fashioning the egel. So we have over here a whole series of examples of where we take this pasuk, the same moment and the same thing that Hashem, what Hashem does for us, L'cho Hashem Atzdaka, we at the same moment and with the miracle that Hashem bestows upon us, we use that miracle to do shameful, sinful acts. V'lanu boshes aponim. On Tisha B'Av, we have an entire kina. There's an entire kina where this is the reframe. L'cho Hashem Atzdaka, when you did this for us, V'lanu boshes aponim, where we reciprocated by doing something horrible. We say the pasuk. We say this pasuk in the sleep. We say this pasuk many times. But we have an entire kina where we go through examples, numerous examples of at this moment the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing upon the kindness, we are rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Well, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he is referring to what happened in his generation with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel was not present. That's a very big mystery. Where was Daniel at the time when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the cave of Shan Ho'esh? That's discussed in the Gemara. Where was Daniel? Nebuchadnezzar made for himself a statue. He demanded everyone bow down. There was a ceremony to inaugurate the statue. There were representatives from every single country in the world. And who were the representatives for the Jewish people? Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They refused to bow down, and they were thrown into the Kiv Shan Ho'esh. Where was Daniel at this moment in time? Why wasn't he part of this group? So that's discussed. But according to the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi Gimel, at that moment in time when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was miraculously spared, the Goyim were in awe of the Jewish people and looked at the other Jewish people, the other members of Klal Yisrael who were not as bold and were not willing to be Moiser Nefesh like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and mock them. Why can't you be like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? Look at the God that you have. Look what he can do for you. And they were embarrassed. They were ashamed. So the L'cho Hashem Atzdaka, by saving Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, V'lanu boshes aponim, we were not willing to be Moiser Nefesh. According to Kayoim Hazeh, that's this day. This day is the day of when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the Kiv Shon Oesh, according to the Gemara. Masech, the Sesh, that's the answer to your question, at least according to the Gemara. Okay, let's go further. Now we go to Pasik Ches Hashem. Lanu boshes aponim. To us, it is there. I'm sorry. We did. We finished Zion. L'chol Yisrael akreiv maharachokim b'chol haratzos asher hidachtam, all the lands Hashem has dispersed them, b'ma'alam, due to the rebellion, asher mo'alu b'ach, which they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we finished the pasuk. Pasuk has, Hashem, lanu to us, his elaboration, lanu boshes upon him, lim lochenu. Not only is it a shame for us, it's a shame for our king. Tzidkiyahu, Yechonya, we were exiled. Lim lochenu, to our kings. Lis sarenu, our princes. Vila avosenu. Asher chotonu loch, we have sinned to you. That it's a shame for the entire Klal Yisrael, it's a shame for the leadership of Klal Yisrael. That the leadership of Klal Yisrael also has suffered, has also been exiled. Tzichil Hashem, that Tzidkiyahu, Yehoyakim, and Yehoyachin were all exiled and conquered. La Hashem Elokeinu, to you Hashem our God, Horachamim v'haslichos, is there compassion and is there forgiveness? Ki maradnu bo, because we have rebelled against you. The only way we can survive is if you will forgive us, because we acknowledge that we have rebelled. Pasuk Yud v'lo shamanu. Well, the purpose is because the Neil was extremely desperate. Like we learned yesterday, because the Neil made a calculation. 70 years have passed since the conquest of Yehoyakim. And according to Daniel's understanding, the Geula at least should have begun. And he was afraid that it's due to the sins, I didn't explain it fully yesterday, that it's due to the sins of the Jewish people, that this Zaman of 70 years that was promised, that was prophesied by Yirmiyah was annulled. And Daniel was trying to be mispalel to Hashem to restore the nevuah, to restore the promise. There was a promise. After 70 years, Gula would begin. Gula would occur, or at least the pras would begin. And here, Daniel has made the calculation, and nothing is doing. That means we are in a lot of trouble. It could very well be that Kadosh Baruch Hu has said, you know what, forget it. I'm going to forget about the Gula. I'm going to give up on you. I'm going to exchange you for another nation, Chas V'Shalom. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, says, you know what, I'm going to wipe out Klai, so we'll start all over again. So Daniel was frightened. It could be. It's all over. We don't relate to this because see, we live today. We're in Golis already for almost 2,000 years. So we know. We already have experienced that. We know that in 2,000 years we still survive. Klal Yisrael survive. That means we know we're going to survive. What's the proof? The proof is we have survived. It's like, how do you know? Someone comes and complains to the Rebbe. Rebbe, Beryl's going to hit me. I'm afraid to sit next to him. He's going to hit me. So the Rebbe says, how do you know he's going to hit you? How do you know? Because he did. He did already once. So we know that we're going to survive because we have survived. We have survived for 2,000 years against all odds, against all the pogroms, against all the persecutions, against the crusades, against every possible horror and terror that we can possibly imagine. We have survived. But at this point in time when Daniel is speaking, it was a novelty. It was like, what? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? The place of the Hashras HaShchina? Will it ever be rebuilt? Will we really survive? They have never gone into Golis before. Yeah?
And that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGadola could undo what Daniel had done.
Because they already saw. They already had more time had passed, all the way down to the top, all the way another 70 years, or at least another 18 years since this point in time. They had a new perspective. They saw already that we will survive. Daniel, at this point in time, it was still early. It was still shortly after the Churban, and they were in shock. It was exactly, they were in shock, and they really doubted themselves. Maybe we will not survive. And that's why Daniel was extremely desperate, and he was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Churban should not come to an end. Now this tefillah, you know, on Tisha B'Av, we really relate the most to Daniel from all of the Ishei HaTanakh, because what are we doing on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, we reflect on the Churban. The Churban, look at that, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. What's going on? When will the Gula come? How much longer will it be until the Gula come? The whole essence of Tisha B'Av is about Kosh, the Tzila. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. How much longer are we going to wait? Who was the first one to do this? Daniel. The first one to do this was Daniel. There was a Churban, okay. But it's going to be a Geula after 70 years. And guess what? 70 years have passed. And look at that. Nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. We are in a lot of trouble. We better do something. We better be mispala. We better mourn. Daniel starts off this tefillah with what? Tzom Besak V'Efer in Pasuk Gimel. That's exactly what we do on Tisha B'Av. Every possible simon has already passed. The gula should have come long, long ago. And nothing's doing. We're still waiting. We emulate Daniel, tzoim sak for Efer, and we express our frustration with kinos and with tzilos and makoshos that the gula should come b'mher v'yameinu. So let's go back to pasuk yud, v'loy shamanu. We did not listen. We did not listen the koil Hashem Elokeinu, Laleches Bisoyroi, so to go in his Torah, Asher Nosan Lifoneinu, which he has given before us, Biyad Avodav HaNevim, through his servants, the Nevim. Which is very interesting because the Torah, it was given through Moshe. Moshe is called the Av HaNevim. Moshe was a Navi, Yeshua was a Navi. The Torah, see, this puzzle is a difficult puzzle because Torah Lav HaShemayimi. Torah is something which you earn. You don't need to be a Navi to be Makabel the Torah. But the Torah was given by the prophets. The Torah, Navi represents a person that goes to Shemaim and sees what's doing in heaven. He sees the future. That's how we relate to Nevi'im. But Torah Laba Shemaim, Torah, the halachic process of understanding halach all depends on our simple understanding, our Yigiyah B'Torah.
But it was
exactly. It was given through the Nevi'im, but its interpretation and its application is given through Adam. It's not through the Nevi'im. It was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Av HaNevi'im, but the Halacha is no longer decided through a Navi. The Halacha is decided through a Chacham, through our reason, through Torah Lav Bashamayimi. The decision is made not by what it says in heaven. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, that was the same as the Gemara says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can decide what the halacha is. We will not follow Hashem's psak halacha. We will follow the psak halacha that is given by people here on this world. Torah, lav, bashamayim. But here the pasuk emphasizes Asher nosan lefoneinu biyad avodecha hanavim. There's a very scary medrash. The medrash says, let me read you the words of this medrash. What? Eliyahu Rabbah, and really, it's on the next pasuk. So let's just read one more pasuk. Okay, pasuk Gidal. V'chol Yisrael, Avu es Torah secha. All of Yisrael have transgressed your Torah. The sar in the present tense, they continue to turn astray. Levilti Shemoya not listening to Kolecha v'Batitach. Now, this is an unusual word. Batitach. What does that mean? Batitach. So Rashi says it has reached. It means to reach. The Mitsudo says it means to pour. Shoifech. Vatitach, because we have rebelled against you, we have not listened, we have transgressed your Torah, and we continue to turn away. Vatitach aleinu, you have poured upon us ha'olah, the curse. The Hashavua, the curse has come through a Shavua. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, we took a series of Shavuos, of oaths. By Har Sinai, we took an oath that we will observe the Torah. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, Eiver Hayardin, they set up Moshe Rabbeinu Oror, Asher Lo Yakim, Esdivri HaTorah Hazos, with all the series of curses which Moshe instructed Yoshua to bring upon Klal Yisrael when they come into Eretz Yisrael, Har Grizim, Har Evil. All of those the curses, the Hashavua, the curse has come upon us through the oath that we have taken, Asher Kisuva B'saras Moshe Eved HaElokim, that is written in the Torah of Moshe, the Eved HaElokim. Ki Chotanu Lo. Now, in the end of Vayamash Moshe, there it says Eved Hashem. It's very interesting that the Torah, we have Moshe Rabbeinu's Hespit, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, what's the last words of the Zois HaBracha? Vayoma Shom Moshe Eved Hashem, not Eved Elokim. Vayom Moshe Eved Yudke Vavke Hashem. And here, how do we refer to Moshe Rabbeinu? Eved Hu Elokim. Elokim is Midas Hadin, and Yudke Vavke is Midas Rachamim. I do not know the significance. Something just to take note of, that when Daniel is describing Moshe Rabbeinu, describing the fact that we did not follow Hashem's mitzvos, v'atitach aleinu ha'ola v'hashua asher kesuva b'saras Moshe eved ho'elokim ki choton lo, because we have sinned to Hashem. So perhaps, being that here we're focusing on punishment, and punishment always falls with this identity, so therefore we refer to Moshe as eved elokim, and here in Zos HaBracha, we're referring to Eved Hashem. Okay, pasuk. Now the Medrash says, why does it say here in this pasuk that we have transgressed the Torah? Why doesn't it say we have transgressed the mitzvos? The Medrash Eliyahu Rabbah, section Yudches, says, Ma tam lemar Torah secha. Hoyu leloimar, should have said v'chol Yisrael sar levilti shmoya b'koylecha, your voice. Why does it say that they have transgressed your Torah? Melamed she'avu aleha, they transgressed the Torah me'alef v'atof. Every single thing possible. The pasuk here is emphasized that they didn't just sin slightly, they sinned greatly. Alef to tof. Okay, let's go further. So this word, this is very important about titach. Let's look over here in the mitzvah. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Visar v'hoyu holchem visarim. We continuously turn astray. This is in the present tense. Vatitach. It's a very unusual word. It means nishbach. Hashem poured out His curse upon us. Nishbach aleinu ha'olav v'ho'inish, the punishment bitul hashvua, because we have transgressed the oath. Asher nishbanu, which we have sworn to Hashem al kabola satora. Look in Rashi. Rashi has a different translation for the vatitach. Vatitach aleinu v'sagia. It has reached us. Kimelo nitach ort, so it has not made contact with the ground. The targum unkelis loy mot es, it has not reached la'ar. It's the same idea. When you pour something, it comes down and reaches, makes contact with the ground. Okay, back to pasuk yudbeis. Pasuk yudbeis vayokem es divaro. Hashem has fulfilled His word. Asher diber oleinu, which He has spoken concerning us. V'al shevteinu, and concerning our judges. Asher shifatunu, which have judged us. Hashem warned that if you do not follow in My ways, and if your judges are corrupt, I'm going to bring upon you harsh punishment. To bring upon us great evil, that was never done tachas kol hashamayim. The punishment, the suffering of the Jewish people has no match, no parallel in the entire world. Kasher nesa b'Yerushalayim, like what was done in Yerushalayim, like what was done in Yerushalayim, the terrible horrors where parents ate their own children and the like. This thing you do not find a precedent anywhere else in any other nation. Pasuk Gimel, Kasher kosu b'saras Moshe, like what is written in Saras Moshe. This refers to the Toichacha in Chumash Devarim and in Chumash Vayikra. Eis kol ha'ra'ah hazayis ba'olein haskam upon us v'loi chilinu, and we have failed to pray. Chilinu means to pray. Es p'nei Hashem elokeinu l'shuv, to do tshuva mei avoinenu, from our sins, u'lehaskil ba'amitecha, and to be wise in your truth, to focus on the truth of the Torah. Torah is called emes, is Torah, and we have failed to study the Torah, to learn from the ways of the Torah, to be, and become wise. And the best thing that we could have done is not to rebel against Hashem. Now, okay, this is an important part of Pasuk Yudalid, and there, because we have sinned, Vayishkoid, there's a famous Chazal, Vayishkoid Hashem al Horo, Hashem was quick. Hashem hastened the evil. Vayivieh Olein, who has brought it upon us, Ki Tzadik Hashem Elokin, Hashem is righteous. Al Kol Ma'asov, all of His deeds, Asher Asov, Elo Shemanu Bekolo, because we have now listened to His voice. Now, what does it mean here that Hashem was quick? So Rashi, Vayishkoid Vayimaher, Ki Tzadik, Ki hadin imo, Hashem is righteous. Rabbi Seinu Perish, tzadik hakadosh baruch hu, v'tzdokohi, it is a righteous thing what Hashem has done. Oleinu, shemiher v'hikdim shtei shanim l'minyin v'noy shantem. And it says in the pasuk, let me read you the pasuk in Parshas, let me find the Dvarim Dal in Parshas for Eschanan. Perek Dalid Pasik Chof Hei in Parshas Voeschanon. Kisalid banim. With this, the beginning of the landing of Yom of Tisha B'Av. Kisalid banim uvnei banim v'noi shantem baretz. And you will live in the land for a long time. You will grow old. Lashon of Yoshan. V'hishchatem. And then you will become corrupt. Va'asisem, you will make for yourselves pesel tumunas kol. Va'asisem hara b'yinei Hashem elokecha lehachiso to anger Hashem. So Pasuk goes on to say, Ha'idosi b'chem ayim, I call to bear testimony against you today, es hashamayim v'yes haaretz. Ki avod tove dun maher. You will be utterly destroyed. Me'al haaretz asher atem ayivrim es hayadin shem l'rishta. Lo yisarichun yimim olecha ki hishameti shamid. You will be utterly destroyed. So, the Pasuk predicts that we will be utterly destroyed.
It's almost a blueprint.
When will this happen? After we live in the land Vinoy Shantem. What is the gematria of Vinoy Shantem? 852. How many years were we in the land? 850. Why did Hashem exile us 2 years early? Because Hashem did not want it to be fulfilled. Ki avod tovei dun. Being that we have not fulfilled v'noi shantem, only 850, not 852. Therefore, we are not. The blueprint has not been fulfilled. Exactly. So it will never be fulfilled. Ki avod tovei dun. Because the condition has not been fulfilled of v'noi shantem. Now, by the way, from this we learn that a gematria. This is one of the sources. There are many sources for this. That a gematria can be off by one. Because the word Vinoy Shantem is Begematria 852. So we should be permitted to be allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael for one more year, 851. The answer is 851 is equivalent to 852. So we would have fulfilled the condition, and then we would have been subject to the punishment of Ki Avot HaMeidun. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to exile us 2 years before, so we do not fulfill the gematria, even when the gematria is off by one. Okay, so that's very important. So that's what Rashi points out. The same as Chazal. V'hikdim shtei shanim l'minyan v'nei shantem kidei shelo tiskayim banu ki avot HaMeidun v'nei shantem b'gematria shmoy nemeos v'chamishim u'shtayim. How long were we exiled from the time we came into Eretz Yisrael from the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon? It was 850 years. And it says kemat the same thing in the Medrash. Okay, that's what it says in the Medrash. Let me read you the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a tzaddik. He brought upon us this surah. Now that's one part of the tzaddik. Not a Medrash. So Gemara Masechet Gittin. But the Gemara Masechet Gittin that Peches says something else. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was righteous that he hastened the exile 11 years early with the galus of Yehoyachin. 11 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, before the Churban Bayis Rishon of Tzidkiyahu, what happened? The Nebuchadnezzar exiled Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin, who went to exile with Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin only ruled for 3.5 months. He was preceded by Yehoyakim, who went together with him the Chorosh v'Hamasker. Now, what does it mean, Chorosh v'Hamasker? Simply, this refers to the craftsman. The very simple interpretation is that Nebuchadnezzar was afraid that the craftsmen, the smiths, the various types of smiths would build weapons. They would develop weapons and rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. So he took with him all of the master craftsmen to Bavel, so they should not be able to rebel, to produce weapons and rebel against him. That is the simple interpretation. However, Chazal interpret the word Chorosh v'Hamasker refers to the Talmidei Chachamim. Those that were the great Talmidei Chachamim, they were exiled, and that was a blessing in disguise. During these 11 years, when the majority of Klal Yisrael was still living in Eretz Yisrael, these Talmidei Chachamim established yeshivos, mikvos, bate kinosios, bate midrashos, pizza stores, everything that a Jewish community needs, all the bells and whistles. So that 11 years from this point in time, when Nebuchadnezzar would return to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and exile Tzidkiyahu, when the exiles would arrive in Bavel, they would find they have everything that they need to survive. They have a yeshiva, they have at least two shuls, so they cannot daven in that shul, and they have different yeshivos, they have chaverim, misaskim, and there's hatsola, and there are women tehillim groups. Everything is in place, even kosher pizza store. Everything is ready for Klal Yisrael, and that was a blessing in disguise to fulfill what it says, Ki Tzadik Hashem, what?
And a morning
call. A morning call as well. As it says, Ki Tzadik Hashem Elokeinu, and Hashem is righteous, Vayishkoid Hashem Al Hora'ah. Hashem hastened the Golus prematurely to prepare for what was coming for the dark days that would come later on. That is another part of the Gemara, very famous, a very important part of the Sussex. We'll stop over here with Pasik Tes Vav.
The word
rebellion.